breakers. We are the dreamers of dreamings, wandering by the dreamers of breakers, one city by desolate streams. World losers, world forsakers, unhooved by ailments. We are the members and share the music of the world. We are the members and share the music.
Shakespeare that I think is really great. He says, and sweet music is such art, killing care and grief of heart. Music has a way of communicating emotion and unspoken words through melody and harmony. It's a very powerful language.
Yeah, and I think that no matter what your culture or your spoken language or the country you're in or any of those things, music is something that can speak to you in a healing way. It can bring comfort, it can bring joy, it can bring sorrow and pain too if you're listening to some really bad music. Like if you tune into like if you tune into pop radio, you're probably gonna, ears are probably gonna start bleeding, but it's capable of providing you with a wide array of experiences.
And, true.
Yeah.
I've been scarred and battered.
my hopes the wind unscattered. Snow has freezed me, sun has baked me. Looks like between them they done tried to make me. Stop laughing, stop loving, stop living. But I don't care, I'm still here.
Music has meaning and soul and purpose.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it does.
You know, it speaks to many people on a variety of levels.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
So some of our experiences, for instance, I remember when we lived in Denver. Walking down the street, and we were also with our friends Christina and Ivan.
Yeah.
And we were just cruising down the street, and there was this group of people sitting on their porch. Some musicians, a guy was playing a guitar, and there were a couple of females that were singing. And I don't know, was there any other instruments, or was that it?
I think it was just, well, outside they just had a guitar. Mm-hmm. When we went inside, they had, like, some hand drums and a couple of guitars, yeah.
That's right. And so we're walking, and we stopped to notice and to listen. And I don't know if it was you or if it was Sam first who said, "May I see your guitar?"
It was Sam.
It was Sam.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that. I would have just kept walking. I wouldn't have even paid attention to that at all, personally. Yeah, he heard them playing. Uh-huh. I think they were trying to play Shortchange Hero.
Okay.
From the Heavy.
Uh-huh.
And I think the girl was singing and the guy was playing guitar, if I remember right.
Okay.
And Sam heard them and stopped and was like, "Hey, can I see your guitar?" And he started playing and singing it. And then we somehow got invited up to their apartment.
Well, and I think then Sam gave you the guitar, and then you start playing some things on there. And
oh, okay.
And then, yeah.
While we were outside still.
Yeah, while we were outside.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
And then, like you said, then from there we were invited into their home.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they had... two other guitars, I think, and then mm-hmm. some hand drums. And I think the guy he was playing a djembe, like a pretty big one, it seems like.
Uh-huh.
And we just jammed.
Yeah.
For, seemed like quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Never met those people before.
Ever.
Never saw them again afterwards.
Yep. I just remember how cool it was just to sit there amongst strangers, but again, music being the vehicle, the
language uh-huh. that connected us. If none of us spoke English, he could have used gestures to indicate he wanted to see the guitar, and the same thing would have happened because the connection was the music.
That's right.
Not language, and you know that we speak.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. And so yeah, it was. It was awesome, and the guy ended up telling us, the one who invited us into his home, ended up telling us it was his birthday, and that it was the best birthday ever.
Yeah, and best present he could have ever asked for.
Yeah, and so we thought that was pretty cool.
It was very inspiring to me, and spoke to the frustration and despair I was feeling at the time in my life, having past regrets and failures that I was ashamed of. I do feel like this poem is something that we all can relate to. It's the epitome of the human condition, really. And anyone can relate because anyone who's experienced adversity in their lives and hard times and misfortune, we're all acquainted with hopelessness. When the world tells us to stop laughing and stop living, stop loving, we all have a choice, don't we? We all have a choice to make, to cling to the hurting and the suffering till you're hollow, bitter, suicidal, or stand up and rise and embrace a real truth that your life means something. Your life means something. That's what I think Mr. Hughes is saying when he says, "But I don't care. I don't care that this world tells me I'm nothing. I don't care if it tears me down, kicks me to the ground. I'm still here. I'm still here."
Dreamers of dreams, wandering by lone sea breakers and sitting by desolate streams, world losers and world forsakers on whom the pale moon gleams. We are the movers and shakers of the world forever, it seems.